This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 12th Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures perfect for an evening stroll. In Haifa, expect a calm night with a slight breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran and the United States are not discussing an extension to their ceasefire, according to a senior Iranian official. This update comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also, mediators have told Hamas that their rejection of a 15-point document are considered mere declarations, as reported by Israel Hayom just in. Also this hour, a senior Peace Council official in Gaza has tried to calm tensions in Israel, dismissing reports of a $400 million deal with Hamas. This is according to Mariv from earlier today. Separately, the Israeli Defense Forces report that Hamas has intensified torture against civilians in Gaza following a ceasefire last year. JNS provided this update earlier today. And finally, a consultant was fired for advising Jewish leaders to avoid the term Zionism. The debate over terminology continues, as noted by JTA earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. I-24 News English reported just minutes ago that former President Trump plans to maintain control over the Strait of Hormuz, defying Iran's influence. Open source intel shared a statement from Israel Katz, the Israeli defense minister, emphasizing that Israel will not withdraw from its security zones in Lebanon, Syria, or Gaza. This comment was posted just minutes ago. Melanie Phillips commented recently about a controversial figure who likened Zionism to a genetic trait, mocking his comparisons of building destruction to genocide. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran, the Jerusalem Post reports that no progress has been made in extending the ceasefire with the U.S. The original agreement had a 60-day window for a final deal on Tehran's nuclear program. Without an extension, tensions may rise, affecting regional stability. Turning to the situation with Hamas, Israel Hayom highlights the mediator's attempt to downplay Hamas's rejection of a peace framework. The U.S. administration remains committed to advancing the agreement. This stance could pressure Hamas to reconsider its position. Meanwhile, a senior official from the Peace Council has denied claims of a substantial monetary agreement with Hamas, as per Mariv. The official revealed a monitoring mechanism to ensure transparency in monetary dealings. This could ease Israeli concerns over potential misuse of funds. On the humanitarian front, JNS reports that the IDF accuses Hamas of escalating abuses in Gaza. This follows a ceasefire agreement from late last year. The increased torture incidents raise alarms among human rights organizations and could strain Gaza's already fragile humanitarian situation. Finally, the term Zionism sparks debate within the Jewish community, reports JTA. A consultant's dismissal for suggesting the term be avoided highlights ongoing tensions over language. This debate emphasizes the complexity of identity politics within Israel and among Jewish diaspora communities. On the economic front, first, Azrieli is expanding its data center operations in London through an 8-year, $34 million per year deal. Katek reports that this expansion will start generating income in early 2027. Separately, Shafir is transforming the Bat Galim neighborhood in Haifa. The local committee recommends replacing 286 old apartments with approximately 800 new units. Israel Hayom Business provided this update earlier today. And finally, Laline introduces a new product line called the Therapy Series. Mariv Business notes that it features body, hand, and hair care products with scents like lavender and geranium, starting at 49.90 shekels. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.